Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Hey, messy baby.
A lot of guitar work there.
Groovy.
It's Tuesday, March 19th, and it's a groovy Tuesday, if I do say so myself. Welcome to this hour of the Good Day program, brought to you by the Good Day Networks and Doug Steffen Networks. Jay Kirshner in charge, person PIC, person in charge. Alright, so we have a number of things as usual. That's what's so exciting about doing this. There are lots of things going on. And by golly, not only are we brought to you by the Good Day Networks, but we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance, too. And if you're really smart, you can see why over 28 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected, keep them protected on the road. If you want to find out for yourself, all you do is go to progressive.com or 800-PROGRESSIVE, and you'll be A-OK on your way to a better day. You like that? I'm a poet.
Hey, hey.
Hey, on your way to a better day. So we have a treasure here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is the treasure. And in her head is a beehive of knowledge. You know, we're always, I think, on the lookout. I think most of us are curious. So it's the human condition makes us curious. So we're perpetually on the way to being informed or being at least asking the question, what, how, who, when, why, right? Sort of like bees. I was teaching my grandson, Jasper, about bees because they have a big flower garden in their front yard. So he was seeing the bees flying around to pollinate the purple flowers. And he said to me, Gramps, bees. And I said, yeah, you know what the bees do? And he looked at me with that inquisitive look. He doesn't quite know how to say that, the question yet, like how, why, but the eyes give you the message. Wow, can you tell me about this? So his eyes bugged out. We looked at the bees. He wanted to touch them. And I said, I think that probably they're better doing their work without being touched, because he was watching them as they were flying around. But the thing that I was most impressed with, and it's the innate natural curiosity that we have as human beings. How does it work? Why does it work? Where does it work? Who makes it work? You know, that kind of stuff. I asked that question. I was driving back to the house last night from the airport, and I'm looking up at the sky, and I'm seeing the sky was very clear, and the stars were out, and I'm thinking to myself, how? Really? How? And then I was off onto, because there's a lot of stuff today in the news about climate change. And I thought, the first thing I think, is the people who are getting you all worked up about climate change are the same ones who brought you COVID. So think about it that way. If you really, you know, you can get where, I think you should be concerned. Don't get me wrong. Don't misquote me. Don't take me out of context. I don't think that there is anything good going on in terms of how the climate is changing. But anybody who studied earth science in the ninth grade understands that what we're being sold here by the Bidenistas is not really what's going on. Earth science being studied, which it probably isn't, like most other things, what they're teaching in school is climate change, not earth science. So you don't get from the teachers, many of them, most of them, the real story of how the earth works. The earth has worked, how it came together, how it continues to work. We were talking about Australia yesterday, Jay, remember, and how many tens of millions of years ago, 100 million.
Yeah, like the oldest region on the planet. Well, and I feel like a lot of this stuff is taught, but I remember, I don't remember the exact lessons, but I remember learning, like, in elementary school. I don't remember a lot of the stuff being taught at the older level when I was in school. I definitely remember in elementary school.
Talk about climate change?
The magma and underneath all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What we were taught was more in the sense of things that we can control, like don't litter. If you're throwing something away and you see garbage outside of the trash can, if you're available to do so, pick it up and put it in the trash can. Like, we were taught kind of the certain things that we can control. If we can carpool together, carpool together. Yeah. If not, no worries. If you can ride your bike somewhere, ride your bike somewhere. Like, it wasn't that we were sort of put to blame for things, but we were taught to focus on what we do control.
Yeah. So that brings me around to another conversation. We always have, I love these conversations with my children, and my grandchildren are so curious. My children were curious, too, but they're adults now, and so they're at the other end of the learning curve. But we were going to dinner on Sunday night, and Miles said to me, because I go, my house is about 4 miles from Megan's house. And so we were going to a place for dinner that was in sort of the opposite direction. And so I said, you all want to go in one car? And Miles said, yes, we'll save on gas that way. Save, you know, whatever, carbon. I don't think he said that, but it was something close to that. So I said, okay, let's go in one car. But then we worked out that it would cost, or it would take more fuel for us to take one car, go to the place, then come back here, than it would for us to take two cars, and I go back to my house my way, and they come back to their house their way. So that's what he did. But it's interesting that at 9, he's thinking about that sort of thing. Not guilty.
Yeah, not conscious of his carbon footprint.
Think. Yeah, that stuff is good. And so anyway, that is my trip. That's the most recent weekend trip to California, sort of in a narrative defined, in a sense. And one other thing, I read on the plane coming back last night, there's this treatise in this magazine that I read about, this was a focus on redefining masculinity. And I was thinking, is this the same group again that sold us COVID and is selling us climate change? Is this redefinition of masculinity different or the same? Coming from the same minds, the same people, the guilt that goes with being masculine. And so, because that's the way it comes across to me. I believe that men have mistreated women. I think that we obviously have a sex issue. We have a race issue that continues and has continued. Kind of in the same way, when you look at the Israeli, the Gaza thing, the Israeli-Palestinian, not the Israeli-Hamas thing, and see that it is timeless, so is the problem of men being treated differently and better than women in most societies. I'm reminded of the movie that Gal Gadot was in. Was it Wonder Woman? Yeah, it was Wonder Woman. And how they, you know, that culture, which is, I don't know whether that's really exists or not. I didn't really know. There have been cultures of women, Amazonians, that were more in charge. And there have been times during the history of the human race that women have emasculated men for almost slavery sexual purposes. But fast forward to today. What is it that influences us? Who leads the charge against these toxic narratives? That is, the men who are in charge or think they're in charge. Why do we always have men? And then, you know, you and I ask this question all the time, Jay. Why is it that we are the changes or things that occur so replete with a focus on their sex or their race? You know, the first black woman to go into outer space. Well,
which is always a big
shame on us.
If anybody is always a big deal, but yeah, shame on us that it's 2024 and we're still celebrating first. Because I mean, yes, we're coming along, but this is still so slowly.
Yeah, And it's because that's part of the human condition. I'm just trying to work my way through a number of things that I've talked over with my children and my grandchildren over the weekend. I guess I'm not done with the trip yet, because this conversation, I had a conversation with myself about the issue of masculinity and whether it's a problem or not. Do we have too much masculine influence? We've sort of sensationalized it too a bit, and we've made it toxic to more than a bit. Is there a problem? Yep. But is there a quieter counter movement to influence the focus on this quote unquote problem? Yeah, that's to a point. It's a mental health thing, I think, as far as that's concerned. I think it has to do with parenting. I think it has to do with whether you love yourself and you can teach that to your children, mm-hmm. much as anything else, right? I mean, think about what influences
sociology,
you. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a real cycle, and it isn't necessarily a healthy cycle. So, anyway, there it is. That's my trip. I'm done now with my trip and what I was thinking and how I was thinking. The fact that today is another primary in a number of states. I want to talk about that in the next half hour, because really it's kind of an outrage, and I'll explain to you why I think it's an outrage in a number of ways. First, though, let's underscore what Omaha Steaks continues to do. Wow, are they selling a lot of stuff? I got a report last week, the end of the week, at how this 50% off site-wide sale is doing. What a fabulous opportunity for them, that is the folks at Omaha Steaks, to promote what they're doing, but also to have you understand how good the quality is of the steaks and the meat and the chicken and all of the things that come from Omaha Steaks. So if you go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and do as I'm suggesting, shopping that semi-annual sale is kind of a cool thing. You'll get a piece of, order as much as you want. There's no limit on what you need to order. First orders are taken care of extraordinarily well, like all of them are. See for yourself. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and get 50% off everything on their site.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way, helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, here on the Good Day program for Tuesday, the 19th of March, welcome into our discussion of what's going on in the world, including what's happening on social media, much as we kind of denigrate a lot of the stuff that's on social media. There's still some interesting things that are reported to be trending when it comes to celebrities, and Toby Keith is in that trending list today because he's going to go into a place where legends go. He passed away, as you know. He died not knowing that he had this honor. So we'll go through the latest information from him and some of the other people that are involved in the same association. You probably put two and two together and come up with what it is I'm talking about. But I'll give you the whole scoop after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Besides, you had two minute boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now?
I like you just fine there, Toby. Going into the Country Music Hall of Fame, but he didn't know that. He's joining the latest Hall of Fame class.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, who else is in this group? John Anderson. Guitarist James Burton, Sarah Treherne.
Anyway, Sarah is the CMA CEO,
the chief.
And she was announcing the new class, and she even said that her heart, when she read the results, her heart sank because he received 62. This honor This was something that was already in motion, and they didn't realize, they didn't know, until after he passed. He passed a few weeks ago, last month. And yep. They didn't get to share this wonderful news with him while he was still alive. Mm.
Stomach cancer at the age of 62. So, anyway, the fact that he didn't know didn't change anything for him. It wasn't going to keep him alive. But he's been around on the charts here, it looks like, since 2005. He's had 32 number one singles and all. Wow. That's quite an accomplishment. I didn't know he had that many songs. I loved his bar.
He had a lot of hits.
Yeah. The Angry American. He wrote most of his own stuff, too. So he was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame a number of years ago, and the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame as well. He was the recipient of the National Medal of Arts honor, the Icon Award from BMI Broadcast Music in 2022. So he really awarded the accolades that he deserved for all of the stuff that he produced. But this would have been the top, right? If you're a country music performer,
this is country's
really
highest honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You want to be in this. You look at this and you think, take advantage of life's, every bit of life's energy and love and all of its moments, because you never know. I think he went faster than he thought he was going to as well. All right, so Toby Keith now into the Country Music Hall of Fame. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's Omaha Steaks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump is not accepting the judge's decision to keep Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis on the Georgia election interference case. Trump's attorneys have filed to appeal the judge's decision, which allowed Willis to remain as long as Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade walked off the case. Trump's legal team is trying to have the case dismissed and Willis removed due to her romantic relationship with Wade. Trump says once again his comments are being taken out of context by the news media to make him look bad. USA's John Schaefer.
Trump is sharply criticizing Democrats and the media for their portrayal of remarks he delivered over the weekend at a rally in Ohio. Trump stirred controversy by suggesting there would be a bloodbath in the event of his defeat in November's election, clarifying that he was specifically referring to the potential devastation of the auto industry under a second term for President Biden.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts, 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today, 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now. Like a bus.
That is from Captain Phillips, Tom Hanks, and it's an action flick for sure. Has a great social, I think, meaning today because of what's going on in the Red Sea and those areas that are being attacked by the Houthis, and we seem to be almost powerless. I know there's a lot of headline focus on our warships and airplanes that are chasing them around. But if we are the most powerful Navy in the world, we have the most powerful Air Force in the world, so why are we letting these little gnats, it's like a fly in the butt of an elephant, do all the damage they're doing? It makes, there's no balance here. It's very disturbing to see this, and again, I think it points to a lack of leadership, not only in our country, but around the world. There's no real focus on getting Putin out or getting the Ayatollah, and people say, well, it's easy. It's not as easy as you think. Nothing's easy, but if you're really...
But what would that actually look like? Wouldn't that almost officially start World War III if it hasn't been started already?
No, not if it was done the right way. No, I don't think so at all. I think there are plenty of ways. I think that's the question, though, that a lot of people have, people who don't have courage. There's a way of doing it. You line everybody up and you make sure that everybody's on board with what you're doing behind the scenes, and you just do it. We've done a lot of things like that that supposedly have brought the world to the brink of war. Look at Bay of Pigs with the Russians and the Americans didn't back down, but the Russians did. And so I think there's just that, was Khrushchev, who was in charge at the time, was he as crazy as Putin? I don't know. I don't think so. But who knows? We have a different way of looking at psychology these days, much more sophisticated than was the case then. So anyway, food for thought. I think that one of the things that is when we talk about solutions, and I think part of our job here, the biggest part of our job, that is yours and mine, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, is to be entertaining. That doesn't mean we have to get you to laugh. We get you to think, different moods, different ways of looking at what's going on. I hope that we're going to tell you what you need to know in terms of the facts, and then we have our opinion, the stories, the commentary, and the things, and sometimes we clarify some of the things. I was reading, I looked for, after I saw something that related to the beginning of the Israeli-Hamas war back in October, Pete Davidson hosted one of the SNLs right around that time, and he told some stories. He I think it was the week after, and so he went on the air in the monologue to sort of not apologize, but explain to the audience what he was going to do. I think he's Jewish, and so he felt that it was necessary to tell the story of what he was going to do in the atmosphere of the seriousness of the situation. It was important for him to be able to get the audience to laugh at a time when there wasn't much laughing going on. And I think that that's okay. I think you can do that if you do it the right way. And so when I talk about what we're doing here, how we're doing it, sometimes the conversation is about fun stuff. Sometimes it's about family things. Sometimes it's about political realities. Sometimes about educational realities. But one of the things you can be sure of here is that we really are sort of, I don't want to say the leaders because that's not fair, but we do lead with being spontaneous. I don't know what Jay is going to say, and she doesn't know what I'm going to say, and you don't know what we're going to say.
Nothing is rehearsed.
No, it shouldn't be. It's a conversation.
Uh-huh.
It's not we're not doing a movie here. We're not being... I went out on television. We don't have a script. We have information that we share. And hopefully we have a lot of answers, and rightly so, because that's what you look to us for, our experience on the air, our experience in life. And so one of the things that is, I think, sorely lacking from radio today in many circles, whether it's a talk program or whether it's music, you know, you've been there, Jay, you know that a lot of the stations are all voice-tracked, and there's no companionship. There's just noise. So if you like the music, that's okay. But if it's, you know, somebody trying to... There are very few really good disc jockeys anymore, and there are certainly very few programs that are on in the morning and the afternoon that are spontaneous. And that's mm-hmm. part of the problem. That's why people have gone to listen to podcasts. And I'm not saying this to denigrate my brethren, because this would be like me biting the hand that feeds me. But still, and there's nothing that I can do or you can do other than what we do ourselves on the air on this program to bring spontaneity to the marketplace. The unexpected always is happening here. You can sort of predict maybe what Jay will say and think about some things, and likewise with me. But one of the things over the years that has been as sort of a hallmark of me and my being on the air has been that you don't know what I'm going to say, because I don't really know. Admittedly, I'm not really sure much of the time what I'm going to say before I say it. It just uh-huh. comes out.
And sometimes it doesn't even depend on the topic. It depends on us, on where we are mentally each day.
Yeah.
We can change our minds about things. We can feel one way about something and then kind of look at it a different way and think, you know what? No, I take that back. I actually feel this way. And that's allowed.
Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
I know of him. I'm familiar mm-hmm. enough with him that I know who you're talking about, but I do not follow him.
All right. So Mr. Beast, who apparently is some kind of a YouTube sensation. I don't know the guy, but I just saw something about him going off of YouTube and going to Amazon, because there's a new deal Amazon has struck at MGM. This is its first sort of traditional TV series. And look out, this is where they're going. It's a competition, the biggest, described as the biggest reality competition ever in television. So what they're going to do is have a game show, in essence, and the prize is $5 million. Apparently he has on his YouTube show Beast Games. And so this thing on Amazon will have 1,000 contestants competing for a $5 million payout, the biggest prize, it would seem. And so Amazon, there was, I think X was trying to get this guy as well. His real name is Jimmy Donaldson. But his content on YouTube is the most popular. So he negotiated
the
right to...
He does really big stunts. I mean, he's known for getting millions of dollars to complete strangers. He's known for buying, like, an expensive car and then demolishing it just because for views. But it's all pay-per-view kind of stuff. So as much money as he spends, he gets more money back. Yeah.
Yep. He has 245 million subscribers on his channel. How did I miss this guy? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's because they don't pay that much attention at this point to YouTube. But anyway, this looks like something that will attract an audience for sure. What age? It'll be younger than most of the game shows that are on right now, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there are these other things that are going on. He has
a whole product line. Like, he has chocolates and basketballs, footballs, children's
How books, old is like, this guy? He doesn't look like he's that
25.
Old. That's it?
Uh-huh.
Good God. What are the Squid Games? How are they connected to him? I know that there seems to be some connection to the Squid Games that also
have... Isn't that a streaming series, like a scripted series?
Yeah,
Squid Games?
I think it is, but somehow...
He did a real-life version of Squid Games, obviously, without killing the people, the contestants, like they do in the show. And he put up $4.56 million, I believe.
And where is he getting this money? All from advertisers, sponsors, and people who believe in his shtick.
Yeah,
obviously.
Essentially. And also, if you
do you watch him, James?
Yeah, every once in a while. I mean, his videos will show up in my timeline, you know, like on a Saturday or something. And if I'm not doing anything, then I'll put it on. It is entertaining. It's very good. It's very good content. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word. I'll take your word for it. Oh, interesting to see what goes on. But everything is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You notice that, right? Everything's getting bigger. And so that brings me around to looking at today's presidential primary, March 19th. Let's see, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. The outrage here is that you people voting today and everybody voting from this point on for presidential candidates have no say because it's already been decided. Your vote doesn't count.
Those names are still on the ballot, even though they've dropped out.
Yeah. Like Marianne Williamson is actually, she's doing better in the vote count in Arizona than Biden did. But she suspended her campaign. And so you look at Florida, you look at Illinois, it's an outrage. There needs to be a national primary day, the same as there is, so everybody has a say, not just a few people in a few select states. Like, what is it, 25 states? Half the country is the hunting ground, if you will, for the presidential primary. I'm looking at Ohio. There is, you're choosing Republican delegates to the national convention. In a manner of speaking, there's 79 Republicans, 127 Democrats who are out there. They don't have an uncommitted option. You can, but nobody will pay any attention to it.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
So anyway, Trump beat Biden by 8 points in 2020. And let's see here. There was a poll that was done earlier in the month, and it showed that Trump was out in front of Biden by 17 points at the moment. But again, these are all things, instead of encouraging people to go to the polls, you hear in my voice the frustration. Instead of having people encouraged to go, they're discouraged because the news media has already said, and so have the people running the Democrat and the Republican parties, we already have our winner, so don't bother to show up, so you're screwed. In essence, it's pretty damnable, I think. So, anyway, and that's, I'm telling you what I think, which is what I'm supposed to be doing here, right? At 48 after the hour, this is a good day.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text TIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text TIP to 42424. That's TIP to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The waves were muddy and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Say that again, Doug.
53.
No, it's 53. Past the hour on the Good Day program. Time for us to pay a visit to the Food, Farm, and Family Department here on the Good Day program to celebrate National Chocolate Caramel Day. Cadbury's makes a great chocolate caramel. I know because I have a bunch of them in my refrigerator. I have a tray. You can believe this, Jay, I'm sure. I have a tray in my refrigerator that's full of chocolate. Yeah. Well, I have all kinds of chocolate in there. And that's one of the things. Yeah, they are good. Chocolate, as you probably know, has a long history. It was used widely across America before. You know, the Colombians were the ones in Central Americans who established this crop and other crops. And then when the Europeans came, chocolate found its way. The explorers brought it back to Europe. And then, of course, we all know it's been, since the 17th century, moved all around the world. The European settlers started making candies in their homes. And a little water, a little sugar, that was it. And beetroot juice. No, thank you. And fat and milk have been added over the years, and that's where caramel came from. And so then that mixed with chocolate is something that was just waiting, right? It was one of those events waiting to happen.
Talk about a made-for-each-other relationship.
Yep, exactly. So the person that actually put them together was Milton Hershey. We know the name Hershey today, synonymous with quality chocolate, not quality, it's okay. It's not great chocolate, but it's okay. And so here's this guy who single-handedly made chocolate caramel famous all over the country. He had in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, what was called at first the Lancaster Caramel Company. And so he was making hard candy, and then they made soft candy, and then they put the two of them together. And it was in 1893 when the chocolate-covered caramels really became popular. Hershey was influenced by the Germans when it came to making chocolate bars. He actually bought some equipment that came from Germany in order to make the chocolate bars over here in his factory. So, anyway, you see caramel recipes becoming popular in the 1880s, 1890s, and then you fast forward to after the Depression, just for World War, well, actually during World War II, too, as well. Hershey distributed chocolate bars to the troops to enhance their energy levels. You know how the cigarette manufacturers gave them all cigarettes, and they all got them hooked because of the nicotine, and then chocolate. Is there something about chocolate? I guess I would say I'm addicted to it because I like to have a little chocolate every night before I go to bed. I don't know if that's an addiction or not, but I know
I think chocolate does trigger what I can't remember one of the feel-good chemicals in the brain.
Right. Yeah, I think it does, too. All right. So with that in mind, the companies now that own Hershey's, because it's a big conglomerate now, owns that and Cadbury chocolates, say look out, because there are going to be huge price hikes because the cost of cocoa is going way up. And with Easter on the horizon, and you're buying chocolate, the chocolate bunnies and all the chocolate and the stuff, so normally it leaves a sweet taste in your mouth, but this price increase may leave a bitter aftertaste in your mouth. The indication is that prices on products across the board will go up because of the cost of cocoa. The rain in the areas where there is production has hurt the production, and thus there's less of it, and thus it costs more. So, anyway, Hershey and Cadbury telling everybody who loves their chocolates, look out because the products are going to go up. And I guess this started when Hershey and all these big companies have their earnings calls for Wall Street, and Hershey's call suggested that they were going to have to increase because of the cost of the raw material.
Yeah, because their stuff increased. Yeah, the rise.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, cocoa itself across is in an international increase, and they have to pay more for their products themselves. So
$8,000 more a ton for chocolate. Munga, munga. All right, here's the recall of the day. Another Trader Joe's problems. All right, cashews, salted and whole cashews. I buy mine at Trader Joe's. 50% less sodium. Roasted and salted, they've been recalled. Wenders of Dublin, Ohio, or Dublin, California, has the production for Trader Joe's nuts. And these less sodium roasted salted things actually have been contaminated with salmonella. So this stuff is sold at Trader Joe's all around the country. Yep. Bring all the nuts that you have from Trader Joe's back to Trader Joe's and get your money back. That's the only way to handle this. 59 past the hour here.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.